I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. A Connecticut native credits the Talcott Mountain Science Center in Avon for helping him to become one of the most syndicated puzzle makers in the world. He visited the center recently to share his love of puzzles and learning with students there. If you've ever played the word puzzle called Jumble, you can thank, or blame, David Hoyt. For over 20 years, Hoyt has been inventing games and puzzles and making a pretty decent living. Here he is explaining one of his games to a room full of kids at the Talcott Mountain Science Center.
Now, I want you to think backwards and start with that D right here. Start with this D. What could you make that would allow Green to win?
Diner
or dinner, exactly.
We are playing Giant Wordwinder and Giant Mathwinder here with the students. And there are 16 double-sided boards that can be put together 262 decillion different ways. So that's one with like 32 zeros after it.
The boards are huge, 81 square feet each. The players are trying to connect the sides by either using words, in the case of Wordwinder, or math equations. But it's not just connecting words or numbers. There's teamwork and decision-making involved, says 8th grader Aresh Porkavus.
You just have kind of to pool your ideas, right? Every person on the team comes up with a sequence of moves, different moves. Then you kind of decide the best one, right? Block the other team or help make a path. Or ally with the other team if one gets too close to winning. That actually happens very often in these games.
So they're learning about words and math, how to cooperate and work as a team, how to find an ally. They're also learning how to make these kinds of puzzles. Here's Hoyt describing his process.
For different puzzles, I have different motivations and different inspirations. And quite often I find that I will go for a jog and I will let the city and the people kind of inspire me. So if I'm jogging by a bakery at 6 in the morning, I'm looking to think, is that a puzzle? Can it be a puzzle? Can it be a jumble? Is someone saying something that could be a pun?
One time he overheard a couple having an argument in a restaurant, and he used what one of them said in a jumble.
And I always wondered if one of them played the jumble and thought, hey, wait a second, we said that in a restaurant.
7th grader Emma Riccio says Hoyt has inspired her.
I never really thought of making a giant math bingo board that's at least 10 feet long, but and using little plastic plates as bingo chips, but it works.
Hoyt was living in Southington when he first visited the Science Center nearly 40 years ago, and that visit made a lasting impression on him.
And this place really motivated me to want to be smart and want to get as much knowledge as I could.
He came as a kid for a 6-week program, but 2 weeks in, his family moved to Florida.
You know, I thought about this program a lot.
Then, about 16 years ago, he bumped into the co-founder of the Science Center and promised he'd return one day to teach today's generation. Fast forward to this year, a cool week in late October. Hoyt walks through the Science Center's doors with two of his biggest, literally biggest, inventions. Creating and playing games is part of a broader trend throughout the education field known as the gamification of learning. Some high-tech versions of this involve students making video games or playing video games that have a strong learning component. In addition to being a science center, Talcott Mountain is home to a K-8 school for talented and gifted students. The school focuses on what's known as STEM education, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. Puzzle maker Hoyt spent 2 days at the center working to inspire students to be creative, something that's not always associated with STEM subjects. Jonathan Craig is the center's executive director.
It's an inspiration, yeah. And that's what we find with kids that are coming through here is they need to get some self-confidence, they need to be able to find themselves, and through exploration with science and technology and any other parts of our curriculum that intrigue them, and as a result, that gets them on their way.
Next year will be the Science Center's 50th anniversary. Hoyt says he'll continue to work with students, and he set up a foundation to help him do just that. David DeRoche, WNPR News.